Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening, and thank you for joining me at the beginning of a new week. We return to the book of Romans and our ongoing reflections in Romans chapter 1. We've come down to verse 5 and recently defined the words grace and apostleship. Let me read the end of verse 4 and all of verse 5 in the Apostle Paul's letter to Roman Christians. Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake. This week I want to move on to talk about what is the obedience of faith. It is my desire that when you get to your Bible, you will highlight the obedience of faith in Romans 1 verse 5. I know many of you are driving when you listen to Definition and need to keep your eyes on the road, but if you can make a mental note to capture the obedience of faith in the text of the Bible, I think it will help to have this phrase front and center on your mind as we meet together in the coming early mornings and late evenings. I have several insights I want to share with you about the obedience of faith, primarily because when we understand what God means by this, we will comprehend what it means to be Christian. You might think, well, that sounds serious. This little phrase includes what we mean by Christian? Yes, exactly right. This is serious. And so let us commit ourselves to understanding what the Bible says here in Romans 1, this last part of verse 5. Well, verse 5 is quite the verse, isn't it? We will be here for a while. I hope you will stick with me. We are working our way verse by verse systematically through the first chapter of Romans. There are all sorts of discoveries for us along the way. And much like a long summer road trip when the family stops to enjoy what's along the road, this is what we will do as we proceed. And here we have a wonderful discovery. And just to begin, let's pull out two words from this phrase. The words are obedience and faith. Do you have those? Obedience and faith. Okay, good. And now let me give you an analogy. And I am borrowing this from William Hendrickson in his excellent commentary on the book of Romans. Hendrickson says, "In the Bible, God so closely associates obedience and faith that they are compared to inseparable, identical twins. When you see the one, you see the other." I like that. As we move forward, think of obedience and faith as identical twins that cannot be separated. When you look at obedience, you cannot tell the difference between it and faith. And when you look at faith, you cannot tell the difference between it and obedience. Obedience and faith, faith and obedience always go together. They're always seen together in the life of anyone who is truly, genuinely Christian. Do you know any identical twins? Twice in my life I have, and I was constantly confusing them. It seemed the most difficult thing in the world to tell them apart. I would refer to one and have the other. Next time I would refer to the one I was sure I was speaking to, and it was actually the other twin. Well, with this analogy in mind, let's start here again tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.